Good morning, 8:51 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our monthly chat with Coffeyville Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Craig Correll. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good to have you on here. And we got another meeting coming up tonight as we kind of get closer to wrapping up the school year. I know I'm sure it's all hands on deck right now, just trying to make that final push.
We are. It's May, and there's something going on pretty much every day. It's a busy month for students and teachers and really all the staff here.
Yep, absolutely. We just heard all the announcements and that sort of thing from the students. So what do we have coming up at the board meeting tonight?
Well, our main report will be on our standard response protocol, and that's really an advanced version of our crisis manual. So, you know, in today's age, safety is obviously paramount, and we've really done a real hard look at our center response protocol and made a lot of changes and very appreciative. We've done a lot of drills and practice, and you know, this wouldn't be possible without the support of our fire department, our police department. The college comes over and sends representatives to our meetings. So it's really been all hands on deck as far as looking at the safety of our campus and our students and then those associated, because our college obviously is across the street with the Tech campus, so we have students back and forth. So we really try to work hand in hand with everybody. And, you know, I can't say enough for the police. They come out all the time and they give us advice, and we've really got a lot of great plans going on here in Coffeyville.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely good as we move forward on all that. There are also some, I think, some handbook changes as part of your updates there.
Yeah, pretty typical in April and May. The principals tweak their handbooks and then submit those for board approval. Some real minor changes this year, you know, not a whole lot. Yeah, you know, last year at this time, we really decided to crack down on cell phone use of students in school. And we knew that'd be a challenge, and you know, nobody likes to be without their cell phones. But what we found was it really feels like the students even understood that they needed that. They need to be able to put those away and not be distracted. So it's really worked out very well.
And what is the current cell phone policy? I heard some people who were visiting the school during this open house this past week were kind of curious on that.
Students can have them. We're not there to search, you know, the students. You know, we'd like them to be in their lockers, but as long as they're in their pockets and we don't see them, they're not allowed to be out in class. But they can check them during passing periods, and they can't have those out during lunch. So, you know, even as adults, we like to have access to that, and there's, you know, important messages that come through. And we know parents even want to text their kids during the day.
Sure.
Maybe tell them about changes after school or something.
Seems so pretty reasonable.
They can check them between classes. They can check them at lunch. And then other than that, they have to be put away.
Yeah, seems reasonable to me. Let's see. We also had, I saw there was one more thing. Oh, you've been, we've been talking here on past months about different legislation happening in Topeka, and I understand you're going to give a kind of an update on that.
I will give an update. The legislative session has ended. They had signed die, you know, a couple weeks ago. We were disappointed we didn't get the increase in special education dollars that really everybody across the state had been lobbying for. So that was unfortunate. We are fortunate we do have an education bill that passed, so that's always good to know coming into negotiations and next year's funding. You know, we like to have that predictability. The consumer price index was put in place by a Gannon lawsuit a few years back. The legislators did uphold that, so we do know we have the consumer price index increase coming. As well as something else big for Coffeyville, there's a fund called High Density at Risk, which that's really determined by your poverty level in your districts. And Coffeyville does receive a substantial amount of that. And that was due to a sunset and expire this year. And they did extend that out to 2027. So we do know we have 4 more years of that funding. So that's great, too. So hopefully next year we can lobby a little harder and push for that special education funding that the legislatures, you know, should be funding at 92%, and they're funding at about 72%. So what happens, you know, by law, special ed dollars, that's a federal law, and that has to be paid. So if the federal government, the state government don't pay us, we have to take that out of a general fund to pay for it. So it really impacts all students. So an increase would benefit all students.
For sure. Anything else that sticks out to you on the agenda here as we go throughout and get closer to the meeting tonight?
Not so much on the agenda, just a busy month. We have graduation coming up Saturday, and that'll be at Phil Kinley Memorial High School at 2 o'clock. Last day for students is May 19th. So between now and then, we have all kinds of different promotions and ceremonies and field days and all those things coming up. So if you have students in schools, you'll be receiving those letters with that information.
It's going to be here before we know it.
It's almost here.
That is great. Well, Dr. Grell, appreciate, as always, you coming on, giving us a little preview of the meeting that starts, of course, at 5 o'clock tonight at the Education Center. So, and like I said, all are welcome, and we do appreciate all the work that you and the school board and everyone have been doing, and it was great to have a little look-see around and see what the students get to have.
Yeah, the open house was a real success. We had about 50 people show up, so we were happy with that, and they toured the new upgrades in the middle school and the high school and the new gym, and then everything we've done in the old gym that really makes it look state-of-the-art.
Oh, it is. That is... got to be something proud of, because it is really great to have everything you have.
It really is. And I think number one is we were also, you know, being mindful of our taxes in the community, and we've lowered the mill rate each of the last several years. So it's nice to know you can make upgrades and still be mindful of that budget.
Absolutely. I know it's always a balancing act, but do appreciate you guys being mindful of the budget. And I know that's Mr. Michael Spear was, you know, showing us around.
Yes.
And, you know, that's something that he emphasized quite greatly.
Right, right.
All right. Well, Dr. Krell, appreciate it as always, and look forward to chatting again here soon. And I think you'll see Matt at the meeting tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Alrighty. Dr. Craig Krell here on the Mighty 690. Always appreciate his updates. And we got John from the Ham Amateur Radio Club. That is on the way here on the Mighty 690.